Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to Macro, Micro and Small Cap News on Thursday, the 11th of December, 2025. 8.5 trading days until Christmas, 11 trading days until 2026. Wow, this year's gone quickly, isn't it? By the way, there's a campaign I just retweeted, or re-X, doesn't make any sense, X, does it? But it's about this group called Wonky Table. And it's a story in City AM as well. Landlords bar Labour MPs from pubs as hospitality backlash mounts. Hundreds of landlords have barred Labour MPs from their pubs as the hospitality sector stepped up its condemnation of a controversial budget rates, business rates overhaul announced in last month's budget. The campaign, spearheaded by the Wonky Table lobby group founder Andy Lennox, has been sticking stickers on their pubs saying, "No Labour MPs." And this is the budget now means that just 1 in 10 pubs are now profitable. Lennox, who runs a group of restaurants and pubs, told City AM, "Nobody wants to go down this route, but when you're not listened to and are completely ignored, what else can we do?" He added, "We can't strike because none of us can afford to strike. We can't close because none of us can afford to close. So this is the only option we have left." So just search out Wonky Table. In fact, if I do a Google search, in fact, it's on Twitter. Just look at Wonky Table, Andy Lennox, go that, and, you know, share it. Because it seems to me that Robert Reeves talked about growth in the first budget, didn't mention it in the second budget. Because you understand, you can't raise taxes on everyone and go for growth. You can't tax away to growth. It's impossible. The two don't sit together. And they're not listening. All you need to do to improve this country's economics immeasurably is listen to business. Listen to what they want. Listen to what they need. And then they will employ more people. More people will spend in the economy. Those people also get taxed. It works. It completely works. It's the most simple of things to do, but it doesn't seem like they are listening to business. So they go out of their way to harm business. Over 90% of the growth in this country comes from small and medium-sized enterprises who seem to be being punished. They are the wealth creators. It's insane. Okay, another bit of macro news here. But Wonky Table, just search it up, share it wherever you can. And they're sticking these stickers on the windows of their pubs. No Labour MPs. Which I like. Until they start listening, don't serve any Labour MPs. News here. Banks to tell you where you might invest your money. Targeted support from registered banks and other financial firms is being given the go-ahead by city regulator and should start in April. This will allow firms to make investment and pension recommendations based on what similar groups of people could do with their money. Nearly 1 in 5 people turn to family, friends or social media for help making financial decisions, according to a survey by the FCA. Sarah Pritchard, deputy chief executive of the FCA, said the new regime would be game-changing. It means millions of people can get extra help and make better financial decisions. We also hope it'll build greater confidence to invest. While investing is not right for everyone, we know people in the UK invest less compared to the US and the EU. So FCA data suggested about 7 million adults in the UK with £10,000 or more in cash savings could receive better returns through investing. 10,000 times 7 million, what's the math there? That's a lot of money, isn't it? I know that. Genuinely, I use spreadsheets and everything like that because mental maths is not my forte at all. 7 million times 7 million, 70 billion. Is that right? Yeah, 70 billion worth of investments could go into the UK if that happens. I think the biggest incentive to people normally to start investing is a rising stock market. You know, when they see on the 6 o'clock news, 10 o'clock news, stock markets are all time high. And you often find new investors start investing when the market is close to or near a high. Of course, the markets go down and go back up again because they're hearing about the market's performance or their friends' portfolios or whatever, their family's portfolios from friends who, have been invested from when it sort of took off at the bottom. So people need educating, Obviously, over the long term anyway, you'll earn money. But, investing at the top of the market can mean your money will go down and you have a paper loss. And if you need to invest in, that's scary. You put your savings away and then you buy at the top. And the stock market drops by, 5, 10, 20% in a correction. And you sell at the bottom. So you're doing the very opposite of what you should be doing. Putting your money into a low-cost diversified fund will get a far better return than keeping it in cash. Been proven over and over again with many. In fact, I covered an article last night on the webinar from Deutsche Bank showing the returns in equities versus cash. Cash, it becomes worth less over time, of course, because inflation. Prices go up and it's worth less. Whereas investing is the way to beat inflation and get positive returns. So I think interest rates coming down will help. Stock markets will rise. People come into the market. But you've got to come into the market at the right time. Really, not at the top of the market when your friends and family are talking about it. This is a nice story as well. Trump launches $1 million gold card immigration visas. It's a scheme offering fast-tracked US visas to wealthy foreigners who can pay at least $1 million, that's $750,000. The card will give buyers a direct path to citizenship for all qualified and vetted people. So excited, in capitals. Our great American companies can finally keep their invaluable talent, Trump said on social media on Wednesday. The Trump Gold Card, which was first announced earlier this year, is a US visa awarded to those who can demonstrate they will provide a substantial benefit to the country, according to the scheme's official website. It comes as Washington intensifies its immigration crackdown, including raising work visas, fees, and deporting undocumented migrants. The Gold Card scheme promises US residency in record time and will require a $1 million fee, which is evidence that the individual will substantially benefit the United States. They're also, let's have a look at this. Apparently there's a platinum card coming out soon as well that offers special tax breaks, will also be available soon for $5 million, the website said. But do you know what? It just proves Trump understands, cutting down immigration can have an effect on GDP and growth. But he wants, top talent. It proves, again, the UK have got this completely wrong. We are actively discouraging high net worths and entrepreneurs from living in the UK. These are wealth creators, people who employ people. Those people, again, spend more in the economy, pay tax in the economy. We should be doing the opposite of what we're doing right now. 1% of the top earners in this country pay 29% of the tax, of all tax. So this nonsense about, the Boris shoulders carry the weight, basically, shoulder the weight. They are doing more than that. The top 10% of all earners pay 60% of all tax. Basically punishing people who earn money, doing well. But these people generate lots of income in this country, An example, if you're in charge of a business, right, and you want to employ people, you obviously would want to attract the best talent. You would not penalise talented people. You wouldn't say to a prospective applicant, a talented applicant, you are very good, but because you are so good, we're going to take a third of your pay off you and give it to a useless employee we've got who we don't want to sack. It doesn't make any sense. The UK should be run, you know, with the intention of attracting the best talent. At the moment, we're not doing that. It will transform our tax take. They're going about the wrong way, completely wrong way. Okay, let's look at the sharepickers.com microcap database. Not much news out today, but there's a few. Let's go alphabetical then. Hargreaves Services, HSP. So they've done, what is it today? AGM statement, I think, trading update, and in notice of interim results. What do they do? Diversified group delivering services to the industrial and property sector, supporting key industries within the UK, Southeast Asia, and South Africa. So they have land services and Hargreaves Services. They've got quite a few segments here. Land and property, but they do lots of infrastructure, you know, building projects as well. So it's £6.64 a share, the market cap of 219 million, enterprise value 228. And what do they say today? They basically said the board expects to report another strong set of results for the period. And let me scroll down to my comments, easier. With growth in both revenue and profit before tax, the board remains confident delivering fully results in line with market expectations. So for the next 3 years, top line growth is low single digit, almost flat. So 1% for 2026, 2% for 2027, and 6% for 2028. For 2026, they're going to do 29%. Net profit growth at 19 million puts them on a PE of 12. I think this is contributed from one of their land sales, I believe, as well. For 2027, they're going to be doing 19.6 million net profit, which is 3% growth. And then for 2028, 17.5 million net profit, down 11% on 27. So they pay a nice bit of dividend. I think, what's the dividend yield here? About 5.6%, so it's nice there. And of course, there's outer year figures could be boosted with contracts, infrastructure contracts, and the sale of more land that they've got there. So that could change, but it seems, you know, seems reasonable value, decent dividend. I can't get excited about it, but nevertheless, it's a steady stock there. Full year trading. Let's do FIA, RM Group. Provider of ed tech products, services and solutions to the entire range of learners from early years to resources. Anyway, £1.10 a share, market cap 107 million, enterprise value 158 million. So they've got a bit of debt there. They did raise some money recently. But they released today a full year trading update. This is from RM. Dot is the ticker. So they said the company expects FY25 adjusted operating profit to be 11.5 million with adjusted EBITDA of 16.6 million. This represents a significant increase of 34% versus FY24 adjusted operating profit, with adjusted EBITDA around about 21% higher, demonstrating further progress on margin improvement and cost savings. And that's what they're doing pretty much. They also state revenue from continuing operations overall is expected to be marginally lower than FY24 by 2-3%. This is attributable to the challenging UK schools market in H1 impacting technology and TTS divisions. The brokers downgraded revenue by 7% and free cash flow down by minus 21%. So this is a recovery play, essentially. As I say, they're trying to strip out, I think, non-core assets and improve margins by cost-cutting different parts of the business. The assessment side shows growth and potential. They intend to divest of non-core products. They just raised 13.5 million to facilitate this. So 2025, especially with top line contraction by 2% and still a net loss of 700K. But in 26, they expect to show 1% top line growth to 163.1 million and profit after tax of 614% growth to 3.6 million. PE of 30, EV earnings of 44. So got a bit of debt. I mean, it's risen quite a bit recently. I can't get that excited about it at the moment, but Maybe if it dips, maybe it's worth a watch on the recovery play. But like I said, it's risen quite a bit, and I don't see it being, you know, of huge value right here. And finally, let's do Trufin, trading update. Holding company of operating group comprised of three growth-focused technology businesses operating in niche markets, early payments provision, invoice finance, and mobile games. So that's Oxygen Finance, PlayStack, and Satago. At 118 a share, it's 116 million market cap, 105 enterprise value. Now, last time I covered these on the database, I did mention in my previous comments that, of course, there's always a chance of more hit games from PlayStack, which would result in more growth. There are four games released in 2025, including Unbeatable, and the Unbeatable gameplay trailer 2.0 has had over 405,000 views on YouTube. So there's lots of anticipation about Unbeatable. And eight games scheduled to be released in 2026, including Mortal Shell. Mortal Shell sold 1 million units at $20 a unit from being an unknown game. Mortal Shell 2 will sell for $40, and they expect to hit 1.5 million units, which works out to about $60 million. The publisher split is unknown, but industry standards are around 70-30 or 60-40 in favour of the publisher. Anyway, it turns out Unbeatable has posted strong sales, and as a result, Trufin has said, expects its financial performance for the year ended 31st of December to be materially ahead of previously guided market expectations. Group revenue, adjusted EBITDA and PBT for the full year are now expected to be 60.3 million, 11.2 million and 7 million respectively. Brokers have updated their numbers and increased the target price from 138 to 175. 2025 now expect to see 10% top line growth to 60.3 million. Net profit is 7 million. That's 92% growth. 2026, 2% growth to 61.3 million. Net profit growth 10% to 7.7. That puts them on a PE of 15, EV earnings of 14. But again, these outer years, if they do get some more hit games, then they could do it. Now, they've got a good track record now of having hit games. So, you know, I wouldn't put it past them having another upgrade, especially with Mortal Shell 2 coming out. That's the back end of 26. So, yeah, I mean, previously, before this upgrade, I was saying, maybe it's priced in a little bit here now. But like I said, those figures, 26 and 27, especially, which is going to be flat on 26, could improve. It all comes down to these hit games, which, you know, I think is worth keeping an eye on YouTube, on the channels that release these trailers. If the trailers are, you know, have high view account, it translates very well into game buying. So that's my tip. Keep an eye on the YouTube channels of PlayStack and Mortal Shell and all that, all the games coming out. And so you can see there, you can judge how popular the game is going to be. But they've done very well, Trufin. I got taken out for stop loss. I'm gutted about that because I was, you know, a big fan of Trufin for a long time. And then it got taken out when their deal with Lloyd's, Targo, cancelled and they dropped. And then they rallied back up very quickly. I thought, wow. So I shouldn't have used a stop loss there. My bad, but my initial thesis was quite good on the investment, but just my application of the investment didn't do very well. That's it for today. Thank you for listening. Friday tomorrow. There's not much news out on Friday, but I hope to get a podcast out. Speak to you tomorrow. Oh, by the way, shapegates.com. I've just done an update on the Macrocap League. I'm very excited about it. If you want to check out 100 investment ideas, all profitable, all microcaps, which I mean they're subs of 300 million, then go to sharepickers.com. And these are, like I said, all profitable companies. And they are ranked on 15 different quality metrics. So straight away, you've got a high quality pool there of companies to look at. Go to sharepickers.com. And you can get 40% off, which is works out to £2.88 a week, which is like 40% less than a Big Mac, I think, something ridiculous, a Big Mac meal. Check it out, sharepickers.com. Speak to you tomorrow. Muchos appreciado.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.